When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. That's right. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. We're all ready. Esmeralda just stopped spinning. She is Esmeralda the Heartmelda. Viggity, viggity, Vic, verified double V's running around the newsroom like a lunatic. DJ Shagru is all ready. Beret, tuft, shoes, ready to go. Wiki, wiki, Nikki here. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday. By the way, we also have a great Blackhawks Express coming up later in the show as well. Yeah. He's going to put you to bed. Jay Holiday. I was just looking around online finding some ridiculous stuff. This is from 2007. I have no idea who Jay Holiday is, but he wants to put you to bed. I was listening to that and I was like, "All right, let's put somebody to bed." Are you familiar, Esmeralda, with Jay Holiday?
I am not.
Neither am I. That song was, I guess it was a hit in 2007. I'm going to put you to bed. By Jay Holiday. All right. Fly Jams Friday right here, everybody. Get your requests in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Collective Soul Bill. Is it just 90s or 90s rock bands? Is that the thing now for the past 3 days? I mean, I still can't believe that guy was whistling Semisonic's Closing Time. Just fantastic. Anyway, Collective Soul Bill wanted to hear Gene Chandler's Get Down.
Girl, you're moving everywhere. You're so hooked up, girl. You make people stop and stare.
Yeah, get down, baby, double, double. You know that one, Esmeralda?
I do not.
That's Get Down. I wonder if after he gets down, he's going to put you to bed. You think that?
I think that's the natural progression.
Yeah. 872 area code says, I've got a deep cut Rod Temperton pen this fly jam. Eyeballing by Heatwave. And we lost Rod Temperton a few weeks ago. Amazing talent. And here's Eyeballing by Heatwave. Yeah, you know, Heatwave was a great band. They were a great band. Yeah. All right. That's Eyeballing. All right, let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. It's Fly Jam. Bob, this is your 100th call?
Yes, it is.
100th Fly Jam.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
I couldn't find an appropriate song, but I think I found an appropriate band. Here's 100 proof aged in soul. The only 100 proof you can handle.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a great song, Bob.
Yes, it is.
That is a truly great song. Very, very cool. 100 calls. All right, nice job.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to that White Sox demolition next week, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have a nickname that we could give to the White Sox now. How about we call them the lovable losers, huh?
Okay. All right, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
See you later. Bob's always got to throw in a slam with the Sox. Always. All right. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up and then more Fly Jams Friday. We've got a Blackhawks Express, very exciting Blackhawks Express to play as well. And for your requests for Fly Jam Friday, get them in, 312-981-7200. Yeah. 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 Have you ever heard of Lloyd?
Is this part of your mm-hmm.
I was
your
just
search?
Searching around and I was finding Lloyd. I found Lloyd. He wants to lay it down.
The other one wants to put you to bed. This one wants to
wants
lay,
to
it,
lay
down.
It down.
All right. Then.
Time to lay it down. He wants to lay it down.
Is he a brick builder?
From 2011. You know, Rat had a song called Lay It Down.
Oh.
Lay It Down.
That's not a cover?
No, no. No, it's not a cover. Lloyd did not cover Rat. But that's Lay It Down, being fly.
Mm.
Lloyd. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any research on Lloyd. I should have done. I should have found out who Lloyd. Maybe it's Lloyd Dobler. It's John Cusack from Say Anything.
Sure.
I didn't know. I don't know anything about Jay Holiday.
I know it's just a letter J, I believe.
It is.
It's not J.
No, no, it's J period Holiday.
Right. That's all I know.
That's all you know?
That's it.
I expect you to know these things.
Sorry. Dan?
What about you, DJ Shagru? Do you know Jay Holiday?
I think he was part of, what was that boy group, Amorion? Or was Amorion part of that boy group?
Oh,
Now you're just.
It was like RXT or something. Like they had a funny name. Like just letters.
Oh. Oh.
Right?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
I don't know. It's the guy from
We
Sister,
did play
Sister.
Them a little while back. Their single Bump, Bump, Bump had reached number one on the hot.
We sound so lame, by the way. Their single, Bump, Bump, Bump.
Well, now Lloyd wants to lay it down.
Oh,
have you ever heard the Rat song, Lay It Down?
No.
It's a jam.
No, okay.
It's not a fly jam, but it's a jam.
Got it.
Rat rules, by the way.
Sure.
I love that band. I saw them in concert 3 times.
Wow.
Rat.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They opened for, was it David Lee Roth? I can't
that
remember.
That makes sense.
No, David Lee Roth. No, so who opened for David Lee Roth? It might have been Rat. Rat rules.
This is David Lee Roth with his Ain't Got No Nobody.
I ain't got nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, that was for his Eat 'Em and Smile tour. It's a great record. Eat 'Em and Smile, that's not on Eat 'Em and Smile.
No.
That was like an EP. Oh. Eat 'Em and Smile is all jams.
Right.
I'm telling you. And Lloyd wants to lay it down. All right. So Greg sends in a request. Says, Nick, we lost another beautiful voice during your vacation. Sharon Jones from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings died. It's true. Sharon Jones, soul singer who propelled to stardom at an age when most musicians either hit the big time or accepted the club circuit, has died. The artist's albums with her backing band, the Dap Kings, paved the way for a soul renaissance that influenced singers like Amy Winehouse and Adele. She died last Friday, after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. And she was 60. So in honor of Miss Sharon Jones, Greg says, when I come home for Fly Jams Friday, and by the way, 2016 can kiss my grits. Gonna give you the lovin' you miss. All the world was gone, gone, gone. When I come home, yeah, when I come home. There it is. Yeah, she was something. She could sing. She could sing.
Yeah.
No question about it.
I haven't seen that documentary.
No.
That they did on her.
Mm, she was amazing. Yeah, she passed away last Friday. So, all right. Let's go to, let's see, here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Look, the other night you did a thing on celebrity crushes, and this is from a woman I had a crush on since she was in Part of the Bell, Nona Hendrix. The song is Why Should I Cry?
All right, here we go. Yeah. I totally forgot this song, Mike. I totally forgot about this song. Completely.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice little video for it also.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Mike, have a great weekend, man.
All right, Nick, you too, buddy.
Esmeralda's got a traffic update for us.
Yeah, real quick on that inbound side of the Bishop Ford at Dalton, that accident now blocking all lanes. Traffic is getting by on that right shoulder, but you're going to see some heavy delays. This is inbound Bishop Ford at Dalton. All lanes are down.
Okay. Thank you, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Keeping an eye on that. You know, the last Fly Jam request from Greg is a 2016 Can Kiss My Grits. I would like to add to that,
mm-hmm.
and it can absolutely kiss my grits.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Sachs passed away yesterday. Andrew Sachs played Manuel on Fawlty Towers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
One of the funniest characters in the history of sitcoms. And to watch him and John Cleese work together is the definition of pure joy. He passed away. I just found out a couple hours ago, Don Calfa passed away. He was a character actor with crazy sunken eyes. He starred in a lot of horror movies. He was in Return of the Living Dead. He played Earn the Mortician. You'd recognize him if you saw him. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he did a lot, but he's one of those very distinctive faces. He's got big bags under his eyes, and he's just, you'd know him if you saw him. Don Calfa, he passed away too. So enough. Jeez. And yeah. So, and Lloyd just wants to lay it down. That's what we know. That's all we know. That's all we know. Except for I want ice in my drink. That's all I know. Michael Biehn. That's still one of my favorite stories of all time. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Nick, do you remember a band named Slave?
Yes.
Watching You. Oh. It's a big hit back in the...
Yeah. All right. Great song. Nice choice, Roosevelt. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. But take care. There you go. Watching You by Slave.
It's just that old combo.
Yeah.
Watching You by Slave.
By Slave. That's right, baby. Let me love you down. I haven't done that in a while.
And lay you down.
And lay you down. Let me lay you down. Even if it takes all night. All right. Amanda in Michigan says, I'd love to hear Al Jarreau. His version of Lean on Me is just beautiful, with all due respect to Mr. Bill Withers and Mr. Kevin Powell. Kevin Powell loves Bill Withers, man. All right, well, here's Al Jarreau's version of Lean on Me.
Ain't no sunshine when
she's gone. Well, this is Ain't No Sunshine.
Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. In this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
anytime she goes away.
Yeah.
I miss the best part.
I know. Yeah. I wonder if Lloyd knows that song. And Jay Holiday.
Does.
Do you think Jay Holiday knows it too?
They both get together and have discussions about that song.
They just get on the phone. They call each other. They pick up the phone. I know. Yeah, and the other guy, I know.
And they start singing. Then they just hang up. How's it going?
Yeah. How you doing, Lloyd? Are you laying it down? No, I'm not laying it down, but are you putting it to bed, Jay Holiday? I am an idiot. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Good morning, everyone. How
morning.
Are y'all?
Good.
Sorry, I'm fighting a cold. First of all, there's no following Fly Jam Bob. That guy's knowledge is off the chart.
Yeah.
I got no insult for the Cubs. I'm done with that. Focus on insulting the Bears. They suck. All right. Two, the actor from Return of the Living Dead. Funniest line from that movie to me is when he goes, what's in the bags? And his friend says, rabbit weasels.
Yeah.
And I always wondered if that was improvised.
I don't know. We can't ask him now. The guy died.
But
Don Calfa, man, he was great. And he was in a ton of stuff.
I got to find some more stuff he's done.
No. He's
in my head.
I'll give you another one that he was in that you can find. The Star Chamber with Michael Douglas.
Really? He's in that? I've never seen The Star Chamber, and I've had knowledge of that movie, but I've never seen it.
It's a terrific movie. It's The Star Chamber, and it's my favorite Don Calfa performance. I know that nobody else has any favorite Don Calfa performances, but my favorite is Return of the Living Dead, but you got to see The Star Chamber, Patrick. You got to see it. It's a terrific movie, and he's great in it.
Then I will look for it,
yeah.
And if I see it, I will definitely give you my review.
Thanks, man. What do you got?
And Fly Jam, Lenny White. Peanut butter.
Here we go. Yeah. A little peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. That was another one. That takes me back.
Yeah, that takes you back. All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Have a great one.
Real quick before you hang up.
Yeah.
I have Rat on cassette as well. Friday Night Jams introduced me to Rat. I wore that damn song out.
Lay it down. It's a jam.
That damn song out.
It's a jam. All right, Patrick. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See ya.
Is he saying charity?
I don't know.
I was waiting to hear peanut butter, but he didn't.
He did say peanut butter.
Did he?
You can hear it in the background.
Oh, there's
peanut butter.
How was that?
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Let me love you, Dan. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We have a Blackhawks Express from a very exciting game. My favorite Hawk. Did it again, man. And so we'll hear that, and then we'll wrap up Fly Jams Friday. Okay. Let's go to, we got one more quick one we can get in here. Here's Harold real quick. Harold, what do you got for Fly Jams Friday?
Hey, guys, I want to dedicate this to Steve Johnny. They used to play it, Pimp My Sleigh by Houseman.
Okay.
Gonna pimp my sleigh with big chrome rails. Hubcap spinners. Fins on the tail. I know it's not much to look at now, but when I paint it red and add that reindeer power, gonna pimp my sleigh. I'm gonna make it fly. Running boards covered in dog eye.
Yeah.
Jump up and down.
Pimp my sleigh. Just in time for the holiday seasons, you got to pimp out your sleigh. All right. Harold, thanks for the call. My third request, which we don't have time for, was by Mario.
What were you looking at? Did you just go down like a YouTube?
I did. I went like YouTube. YouTube R&B.
YouTube
Mario.
What's it called? A YouTube.
It was just R&B songs, and then boom, and then it listed a bunch of them. And I scrolled right down. I'd watch like half the video and go, okay.
But you know when you start doing something and you start like, it happens on Wikipedia. And then you start, you look at
no, I didn't do that.
And then you start going to something else and then going, and you're just in a YouTube hole or
no,
Wikipedia
I've done
hole.
That, but I've never, I've, that's not what I did.
Oh, okay.
I typed in like R&B songs.
This is proper research.
I did R&B songs, and then what happens is a big list of videos comes up.
Right.
And you can just click onto them. And I went to Jay Holiday, Lloyd, and Mario.
I just imagine you sitting there like, is this a Fly Jam?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and okay. You write it down.
Oh.